Who would you? Well, frame it the way you want to frame it.
Well, I mean, if you kind of look at the situation, like who is the biggest hole right now that shouldn't be a hole, and is making a lot of money and could be replaceable, in the field and at the plate.
Key.
Yep. Yep. I mean, what, you're going to go through this issue every single year with his back. I mean, it's probably going to happen again because it usually happens twice a year. He finds it. He loses it. He takes a while to get it at the plate, at least. I know his glove is great, but I'd take a Triolo at third base for the rest of the year over Cabrian Hayes, who, you know, has been awful this year. Just absolutely awful for the amount of money he is making. He could actually fetch something, I think.
He could fetch something. I just think you'd be selling low, but would you? I mean, or are you just selling what he is, which is a guy that can, for spurts, give you a hot bat, but not much else at the plate?
Maybe he'd be different in another organization.
So that's also what I was thinking about is, look, the glove hasn't been as good this year, at least anecdotally. I haven't looked at like the sabermetric numbers, but he has not been as consistent. Made a nice play. Whatever. I do think he's the kind of guy, because we've seen when he's on, he hits the ball hard, and then that translates eventually into power. I could see him going to a different organization and busting out.
Yep.
And being really, really good.
Yep.
That would be something I would consider in the offseason. I'd give him the rest of this year and just see what it looks like. But I would not rule that out. I would not rule that out. And it would have to be like a baseball trade, I think, where a team is like, hey, so-and-so hasn't lived up to expectations here. We know Cabrian Hayes hasn't lived up to expectations there. Maybe a change of scenery could do both players some good.
Mm-hmm.
I could see something like that, yeah.
Would you trade him for Luis Robert Jr.?
I don't know that that would be enough. I mean, you'd have to package more.
Mm-hmm.
But if they asked for Cabrian Hayes, I would definitely not say no. If they said, hey, or if the Pirates even said, based on the John Parado article, we need to send some salary out to bring back $20 million in, and Chicago's like, all right, we'll take Key as a sweetener, then yeah, I would absolutely do something like that. He's not off the table, not by a long shot. Aroldis Chapman, for me, not off the table. But I have seen some people talk about the merits. Two things that drive me nuts. One is, Zeiss wants to trade Keller.
No.
Which I ain't doing.
No.
I've seen others suggest, with lots of Twitter followers, like Pirates bloggers, consider moving from Jared Jones to bring back bats. Because you've got Solomato, you've got Ashcroft, who looks really good. You've got Bubba Chandler, who I think is now the Pirates' number one prospect and top 30 in all of baseball. So you move on from Jones, a two-pitch guy who's been electric this year, but you sell high on him with the hopes that those guys could then take his place.
Or vice versa. Like, sell those guys.
That's what I would do.
Right. I mean, I think that it's a win-win either way, because, I mean, they're both young. They're all of them are young.
You trade from a position of strength, but we've seen it. Like, Quinn Priester was going to be the hottest thing since sliced bread, and this is probably a bad day to have this conversation, but he came up, did not look like a big league pitcher. Hell, you almost tweeted it, you said last night. Yeah. And then he goes out there and he shoves it up our backsides with open-toed shoes. Like, he looked great, hit a skid in the minor leagues, comes up here, and then has not been what we all thought that he could be. Tyler Glass now, the same kind of deal, and then he went elsewhere and was really good. If a guy has done it at the big league level to the effectiveness level of a Jared Jones, I am not parting ways with that guy. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would keep my three-headed monster in the rotation intact. Everybody else would be on the table. Everybody else. Do I want to get rid of all of them? No. But you also have to remember Johan Oviedo is going to be back in the fold. I think Luis Ortiz has fought his way into the conversation where he could be considered an option for the foreseeable future, maybe, as a guy who could be a mainstay in the rotation. They've got guys. I would trade some of the minor leaguers.
Mm-hmm.
I do not mind the Hayes discussion at all, though. I really think that should be on the table. If not now, then in the offseason. But I also think he'd be a guy that could wind up hitting 25 bombs somewhere else. Oh, that would kill me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that absolutely would happen. And I think that you would actually have to see that if you're another team, that could happen. And I think that his worth would go up. And I would do it now, and I wouldn't wait because I think he'll get hurt again. And I knock on wood, I hope he doesn't. But like, I think that if he gets injured if he gets hurts his back again, his value is definitely going to go down, even though that you could see him hitting bombs with another team.
I said last at the beginning of this year when Mitch Keller had those two bad starts, oh my God, wasted money. Hey, I'm worried that this guy is what he was in the second half and in his career before that stellar, 12-month span. And then he's been awesome. He should be an all-star. I said, Brian Reynolds, you're not worth the money. $100 million man. And now he is an all-star. Hey, Key, you ain't worth the money. You stink, man.
Yeah. Throw that out there.
This guy is terrible. He can't hit his way out of a paper bag. Mark this down, Callis. 7:31 on July 10th. Crowley says Key stinks. He'll be an MVP in the second half of the year.
I hope so.
God, that would be such a huge difference for them. I know that a lot of...
He's a missing piece.
Yes.
If he was decent, they wouldn't have to... We wouldn't have these conversations.
Dudes have scoffed at the idea that when Ben Cherington says... The biggest improvement can come from within. I don't disagree with that. Even if the Pirates were uber active at the deadline, they're going to add two or three guys. You're not going to add more than that. So you need Key to improve. You need O'Neill to be healthy and then maintain consistency. You need Rowdy Tellez to keep it up. You need Brian Reynolds to keep it up. You need something from the catcher position. You need another outfielder to step up. Like, that is the reality. Mm-hmm. People hate to hear it, but if they're going to be a playoff team, they need to add, yes, but they need guys to improve, and chief among them, is Key Brian Hayes.